1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. We're already at 30 degrees, which is slightly above our high for today, but we are going to see a mix of sun and clouds and maybe a stray snow shower the rest of this Tuesday. The city of Sheboygan will not have a public intoxication ordinance. On a close 8-7 vote last night, the city council rejected the proposal, which would have allowed police to arrest anyone who was drunk in a public place and creating a nuisance. Police Chief Chris Domagowski explained,
"One of the problems that we saw is crime and disorder were both concentrated around many of the taverns in our city, and so those are some of the things that we tried to address."
But several of the aldermen felt the ordinance wasn't needed since that behavior is already covered under existing ordinances. Had it passed, violators who did not take part in an alcohol education program within 90 days of being cited would be fined $150. The city of Sheboygan does have a new operator to manage the Harbor Center Marina. The city council unanimously approved a 5-year contract with the Siegel Gallagher Management Company to replace Skipper Buds. John Matheson, spokesman for the company, says they will be retaining present staff at the marina. He told the council that they don't sell boats, they focus on customer service.
"We have our infrastructure and systems set up to do that using latest in technology, web-based programs, internet, social media, to not only make it easier for boaters to communicate with us and also make payments and administrative work, but also market the marina."
The new manager will receive a base fee of $60,000 beginning next year and then increasing $5,000 each year after that. Police are looking for two suspects after a robbery turned violent early Monday morning. Two men charged into a gas station in West Allis looking for money. The clerk gave it to one of the men, then stood by and let them take it. Then inexplicably, they shot him. That has the store owner, Akil Malik, scratching his head.
"I don't know what do you expect. Like, even after paying him the money, he shot him. It's really shameful."
Police are asking for help in finding the suspects. A Sheboygan man has been ordered to stand trial on charges of possessing child porn. Mike Kinzel has more.
23-year-old John Freiberg appeared recently in Sheboygan County Court for a preliminary hearing. Judge Timothy Van Akron ruled there is enough evidence for a trial. Freiberg was charged earlier this month after investigators in Cheyenne, Wyoming, linked him to child porn on the internet. Officers here then executed a search warrant at his North 17th Street home and found child porn on a micro SD card. Freiberg is back in the county jail awaiting arraignment tomorrow when he's expected to enter a plea to the charges. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The House-approved budget deal passed a pivotal test in the Senate this morning. The 2-year government spending plan cleared a filibuster threshold, setting the stage for its approval during a regular vote expected later this week. It was crafted primarily by a Republican congressman, Janesville's Paul Ryan, and a Democratic senator, but GOP Senator Tom Colburn says bipartisan authorship doesn't automatically mean it's a good deal. Still, he predicts final passage.
"We're going to come to an agreement because it's politically smart to do it. But financially, it's stupid for the young people of this country."
The plan would ease up some of the sweeping automatic cuts triggered earlier this year by sequestration. It would also claim to cut $23 billion from the deficit in the next 10 years. Both of Wisconsin's senators voted for the bill. It turned out the 33-year-old Fond du Lac man injured in a snowmobile accident on Lake Winnebago Sunday afternoon was an off-duty Fond du Lac police officer. After hitting an ice shove, Brian Benderek called 911 and got Calumet County Sheriff's officials. He told them about the crash and that he thought he had broken ribs. He had been riding snowmobiles with his brother, but his brother was in front of him and didn't realize he'd run into trouble. Benderek was taken to St. Agnes Hospital after he was rescued. He is in good condition. Wisconsin charter schools would become independent and non-unionized under a new bill introduced by 6 Assembly Republicans. The measure would create an authorization panel to approve charter schools statewide, which would be run separately from local school boards. Charter schools specialize in various subject areas and employment fields, and most of the 200-plus charters are now run by public school districts. The GOP bill would eliminate the charter designation from those schools, although they could still operate as magnet schools. Charter school students could live anywhere in the state instead of their home districts as required now. And private charter operators could open new locations if their schools demonstrate high performance. Public school unions are blasting the measure, saying it would dismantle the successful charters that have been formed, and the traditional schools would lose state funds as students leave. Could you imagine winning $1 billion? It might happen if nobody wins the Mega Millions jackpot tonight or Friday night. Yesterday, the pot grew by another $36 million due to ticket sales that have gone through the roof, and it grew in an extra $50 million today. It's now at $636 million. Now, Wisconsin players have been sharing the Mega Millions fever, but not with a lot of success. Nobody from the Badger State won more than $5,000 in the most recent game last Friday night. Still, 133,000 Wisconsin players won something, almost five times as many winners as the week before. Wisconsin is building up some good snow cover, even though most places have not opened their snowmobile trails yet. TravelWisconsin.com says trails are open in eight counties in the far northwest, but not all are groomed. Other counties plan to open their trails soon, thanks to recent snowfall the past few days. Sheboygan County, nowhere near that. Aaron Brault, Planning and Conservation Director, announcing that.
Working with the snowmobile clubs, we typically wait to get a decent amount of base on before we officially open the trails. And that amount is usually around 6 inches.
The DNR's Gary Eddy says you need to wait until trails open before going on them, or else you will be considered trespassing. He adds one rider's careless act can cause routes to be discontinued and ruin the season for everyone. As for your forecast, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a stray snow shower. We're expecting highs in the upper 20s, although we are currently at 30 degrees right now. As we head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL, I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.